Some 84,000 Americans are Jewish affiliated. That's according to a 2020 study conducted by the Pew Research Center. Though they lack a Jewish parent or upbringing and do not identify as Jewish by religion, they consider themselves Jewish in some other way. About two-thirds identify with a religion other than Judaism, usually Christianity. Hello, and welcome to Being Jewish, a podcast that explores how individuals, members of the tribe, and others incorporate Jewish values, practices, and culture into their lives. I'm your host, Eric Chabro. You could consider Vicki Councilman as Jewish affiliated. The 53-year-old wife and mother of adult children lives in Western North Carolina and considers herself a Christian, but she rarely attends weekly church services. You'll find Vicki most Saturday mornings, the Jewish Sabbath, either in person or virtually at the Reform Synagogue Temple Emmanuel in Greensboro, North Carolina. Vicki actively participates in a weekly Jewish Bible study known as Chevra Torah, an hour-and-a-half-long study session led by one of the temple's rabbis. Literally, Chevra Torah means Torah Society. It's an informal class that analyzes the weekly parsha, or portion of the Torah, chanted in the synagogue each Shabbat. The parsha is a section of the Torah, the first five books of Moses. There are 54 parshas, or parshiot in Hebrew, and the full cycle, from the creation story in Genesis to the death of Moses in Deuteronomy, and they're read over the course of one Jewish year. We'll get to how Vicki became involved in Chevra Torah in a few minutes. I asked Vicki, what exposure did she have to religion growing up?
That would be zero, big old goose egg. In fact, I was thinking to myself, the first time I ever went to church with my dad was the rehearsal of our wedding.
You didn't have a religious upbringing?
Mm-mm. No, I did not. But I've always had a feeling of not being alone either. I've never felt deep loneliness. I just knew that there was something bigger with me always. I don't know if that's what gave me a positive outlook towards faith or whatever, but it's just this nudging I can't explain that I knew there was a bigger being.
Did you affiliate with any church or other religion?
The journey started 17 years ago. And at first, yes, you know, because the family that I married into, I've been married for 31 years, they're wonderful. Of course, they were raised Southern Baptist. And so that's where my journey probably began. I'm so thankful for it. Learned a lot and then just continued in a different avenue after a while.
Do you believe in Jesus?
I do. I think that he's very significant. I think once you realize that he was a 100% Torah observant Jew, I feel like he has a significant part in the whole bringing Gentiles and Jews together. I think he's a wonderful bridge for that.
Have you studied the New Testament as closely as you studied the Hebrew Bible?
This journey started 17 years ago, and I would say for the first seven, yes. I mean, I've probably done 100 different Bible studies on the New Testament. The last 10 years, I've mainly focused because I did see so many Old Testament things, like the festivals are mentioned a lot in the New Testament kind of thing. So I feel like those are significant for some reason, the timing, the calendar, the whole bit, because they followed it so closely. After my first initial, you know how you start in the back of the book, but really to get the whole idea, you probably should start in the beginning, like the very first page.
Just God created the heavens and the earth.
Right, exactly. And I think you'll get a better picture. If you go backwards, you get a different picture than starting the way it was intended from in the beginning. And by the way, the very last word in the Revelations is amen. So you start in the beginning and you go all the way through and then it's finished. Amen.
Do you go to church?
No, I don't. Isn't that, I do Shabbat. You know, I do the Chevra Torah class. That is kind of, I guess, my time with God. It comes naturally to the Jewish community, not so naturally to not everybody. You know, that's a beautiful thing about the Jewish community. It's like a magnet, a moth to a flame. I mean, you sit in Chevra Torah class and you're just like, hello, I'm here like this. You feel it. You absolutely feel the presence of God and the positivity that the Jewish faith brings. The thing I love about Chevra Torah class is they allow me to come in as an outsider, but they never make you feel like that. And I'm allowed to freely express insights or other learning. You know, I'm never shut down. I'm never belittled, knowing that I have two sides of the coin to kind of deal with. And I cannot begin to tell you, like, it could almost make me, I'm so appreciative of that. I feel like when you do go to different religious organizations, it's almost like they check the box. This is what I believe. This is where we stand. And listening to other points of view would be considered a sin almost. Not here. Don't bring that here kind of thing. Unfortunately, I feel like that limits your full understanding when you can't listen to all of the information, not just this one that you've kind of cherry picked kind of thing. And I've never felt that way in Hebrew Torah class. I guess that too, from the intellectual side of things or the academic part, that was so welcoming to me as well. Not just the community, but the ability to wrestle with God. And it's beautiful. And it's not going against God by questioning God. It's the questions that help you understand God better.
What was your exposure to Judaism before joining Hevra Torah?
Actually, the New Testament led me to Judaism. There was this one verse in Acts that talked about Paul, this very controversial person, and he was on trial for being a troublemaker, is what the Jewish authority was accusing him of. And the thing that they said was that he was the ringleader of the Nazarene sect that went around and taught the way. Well, you would think that would be Christianity. He was the ringleader of Christianity or something like that. It wasn't called that. It was called the Nazarene sect. And so that one little verse led me to, well, who's the Nazarene sect and blah, blah, blah. It just went down this rabbit hole that said that they never gave up their Judaism. Like Paul did not give up his Judaism. They're different sects in Judaism, as you know, the Essenes, the Pharisees, the Sadducees. Well, the Nazarene sect was a Jewish sect that thought Jesus was the actual predicted Messiah. And I said, okay, well, there you have it.
Jewish scholars do not consider Nazarenes as Jewish, even if they continued to study the Torah. That's in contrast to Gentile Christians who eschewed Torah observance. Mainstream Jews do not consider people as Jewish if they accept Jesus as their Messiah, even if they follow Jewish practices. Vicki, why do you not attend Christian religious services?
It's not because I feel like they're wrong. I feel like it's more of a pep rally instead of a teaching institution. Does that make sense? It gets you ramped up for the week, and there's a lot of love, and I love all of that, but I do want to learn.
Talk a little more about that. Contrast Jewish and Christian Bible studies.
There's a lot of different denominations in Christianity. And in my beginning stages of all of this, I decided to survey like 60 different churches in Greensboro. And it wasn't just one kind of denomination. I've been to Mormon services. I've been to Seventh-day Adventists. I've been to Jehovah's Witnesses. I've been to Catholic. And then all of the spectra of the Methodist, the Baptist, and the Presbyterian, and all that good stuff. Every single one of them, when I would introduce myself as a new person or whatever, they would always say, well, you're going to love it here, which I did. All of them are beautiful. And the people are great. They always said, and we teach the truth. We teach exactly what's in the Bible, but they're so different. And I'm sitting there going, that is interesting to me. So then I started getting this picture. I feel like there was an original. And if you kind of imagine a dandelion and with all its little petals, and that's the original. And over time, the winds of change came along and blew that dandelion apart. And over the meadow, it's scattered everywhere. And each now has, it's growing and it has its own identity, but it does have part of the DNA of the original in it. And that's what I see with these 3,000 different religions, is there's part of Torah in each of these. You know, the Seventh-day Adventists, they really recognize the Sabbath. Jehovah's Witnesses, they really want to elevate God's name. Like, I know they call him Jehovah, but they really try to recognize that God has a specific name. And even in the Mormons, their whole tribal identity is beautiful. Like, family is like, that is it. And I see all of that in my little Hevra Torah class. But when I look in the different faiths that are out there that are under the Christian umbrella, I see parts of the original in that. And I appreciate all of that. So it's hard to kind of align myself to just one. They kind of all have a little bit, a little piece of the puzzle.
You're one of the most active, knowledgeable, and insightful participants in Hevra Torah. You know so much about the Old Testament.
I am a huge enthusiast. I love it. It must be supernatural. I don't know. I can't explain it. And I'm kind of very thankful that I had zero knowledge of the Bible before I became an adult. And I know that sounds terrible, but I was a blank canvas. And so I wasn't leaning one towards one view or another. I was like, let's take the facts and let's kind of sort it out and see where it lands. And I honestly, when I started this journey, I made a promise to God because I I talked to him and I said, look, wherever you take me, I'll go. I won't hold back. I won't try to make it something into what I need, want it to be kind of thing. I'll just go where you lead me. And it was right back to the beginning of the book. It was right back to Torah. And I said, okay. All of a sudden, everything started making sense. Even the New Testament, all of a sudden, it just started kind of falling into place. One class was like at least 500 hours in Torah.
Who teaches these online courses?
It's called TorahClass.com. It's out of Florida. The ministry is called Seed of Abraham, and they are messianic. This one teacher named Tom Bradford, he made the biggest connections between the two books, between the two sides of the Bible.
Why do some Christians show a deep interest in the Jewish Bible, as you're doing?
Without sounding hokey, I mean, something resonates. Like you have this tuning fork in your heart that either you hear it or you don't. What is that? The Shema, hear, O Israel. Like either you have ears to hear or you don't. And it's this tuning fork that resonates. You see truth starting to reveal itself. I guess in the whole scheme of things, with your life being a map and you're trying to get to heaven, let's just say you're trying to get to a certain point, the ledger or the key to the map lies within the Jewish faith. You have all these symbols, you have all these twists and turns. That map makes sense to you on your journey is basically kind of.
Do you believe Jews are making a mistake for not accepting Jesus as the Messiah?
Oh, what a great question. Can I take the fifth on that one?
You can.
I am not the person to say who gets into heaven and who doesn't. I would not advocate anybody to say that. And yeah. Honestly, I feel like if you believe the New Testament, which is what they're saying, like he was the Word made flesh and he was 100% Torah observant Jew. If you think that he is connected to Torah, then Torah is what gets you kind of closer to God.
What do you get out of Hever Torah? Historically, spiritually, socially?
Historically, I love the rabbis. You know, they bring all of the midrashes in from the other historical rabbis. I love that. I love the nuggets of history that are always put into it. I also love the perspective that Reform Judaism has. And sometimes I agree, sometimes I don't, but I love that that's how things are viewed from that. So I get a lot out of it. Socially, I couldn't ask for a sweeter group. If you saw the side chats that I get, the little side, like some people, like they text me on the side while we're in the middle of class with just, they're so supportive and complimentary and just like, I'm like, okay, I'm just nobody. Like I'm just sitting here in this class, bringing in a different side to things, but I love the support and I love the love and the spirit. Like you said, like that is contagious. Like you want more, give me more. I love it.
If I understand correctly, this is where your weekly spirituality comes from.
It absolutely is. I know, right? I do have other avenues. But as far as an organized something I report to on a weekly basis, it would be Hever Torah. Well, it'll be a lifelong journey for me, for sure. Like, I don't know that I'll ever get all my answers, you know, but that's okay. The journey seems to be the best part.
That's Vicki Councilman, a Christian who is a dedicated student of the Jewish Bible. This is the Being Jewish podcast. I'm your host, Eric Chabro. Thanks for listening.